large-scale hotel and office complex in Nairobi. Witnesses are calling it a terrorist attack at the Dusit D2 Hotel. People not far from the scene, like Sheila Muyiva, were able to capture the sounds of shots on video.
Oh, God.
Somali Olympic Committee President Duran Farah was at the compound when the attack happened. VOA spoke to him by phone afterward.
Describe to me the atmosphere, the situation at the time of the explosion.
The atmosphere, it was a very scary one. Actually, you can understand people who came from Norman for daily life to their offices and their place of work. And this sort of thing has happened. An explosion, a huge explosion, which is actually very frightening. And also, you see people with guns and shooting from every direction. So the people have to run away for their lives.
Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility through an affiliated website. According to VOA's Somali service, workers who escaped the building said colleagues had huddled in offices and under desks. The White House is shifting strategy to gain support for a U.S.-Mexico border wall as the partial government shutdown continues. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
On day 25 of the shutdown, it's a new approach for the administration. It's bypassing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her lieutenants and instead inviting other lawmakers to the White House. The president's meeting this afternoon with a group of centrist and freshman lawmakers, hoping to get them on board with his border wall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic leaders said they will cancel next week's week-long recess unless a shutdown deal is reached. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General William Barr began 2 days of confirmation hearings Tuesday. Barr assured the public he would not let politics affect any decisions related to the special counsel investigation into Russian election meddling. Britain's parliament is debating whether to support Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal, a decision which she will define Britain's departure from the European Union and set the course for the country's economy. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali reports.
Just 10 weeks before Britain is due to leave the EU, lawmakers are voting on whether to accept the plan or risk leaving without an agreement on future relations with the bloc. May's deal faces widespread opposition, primarily because of language designed to prevent the reintroduction of border controls between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which some fear will indefinitely tie Britain to the EU. Zaria Shakili, London.
If the British Parliament votes down May's plan, she would have until next Monday to put forth a new proposal. There is also the chance Britain could reach its March 29th withdrawal deadline with no terms in place to specify just how it will relate to the European Union when it is no longer a member. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is responding to tweets by President Trump.
Ne var ki dün Sayın Trump'ın kişisel sosyal medya hesabından verilen...
Erdogan said Tuesday he was saddened by the comments from his U.S. counterpart and said the two discussed matters in a positive phone call. President Trump stressed to Turkey's president on Monday the importance of not mistreating the Kurds as U.S. forces begin to withdraw from Syria. President Trump tweeted on Monday that Turkey would face economic devastation if it strikes at the Kurds when U.S. forces pull out of Syria, and proposed the creation of a safe zone. Venezuela's opposition-run Congress is considering a measure that would ask dozens of foreign governments to seek a freeze on bank accounts controlled by the government of President Nicolas Maduro. That's according to a draft document seen by Reuters. Congress is also preparing to formally declare Maduro a usurper following his inauguration to a disputed second term, according to a second draft document, which says all of his actions will be null and void. Tuesday, the lawyers for the runner-up in Democratic Republic of Congo's disputed election urged the Constitutional Court to order a recount of a poll that they said was rigged. The second-place finisher, Martin Fayulu, says he, in fact, won more than 60% of the votes. He also says the official winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with President Joseph Kabila. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.